About this time last year, Mr. Chairman, you and I hosted a Farm Bill listening session with 150 stakeholders in the middle of a wheat field in Kansas, right in the middle of the country. When we kicked off our event, there were three combines sitting behind us, each draped with a great big old American flag. We had a John Deere, Case, and Gleaner, green, red, and gray. When you grow up on a farm like I did, you're born into loyalty to one of these trusted American brands. They have different styles, but they are all designed to do the same thing, to harvest and effectively churn out a product. Our listening session that day and this markup today are no different. We all have different priorities, but we're all here to do the same thing, harvest and churn out an effective farm bill. American farmers, ranchers, and agriculture producers deserve it. America's food and national security depend on it, and this Congress needs to deliver it. In February of 2021, Kansas had 13 consecutive days of below freezing temperatures, which was a 40-year record. Kansas producers busted ice and hauled baby calves on truck floorboards to warmer ground at all hours of the day. Then, last summer, drought and market conditions in Kansas caused producers to abandon the highest number of acres of wheat since World War I. Kansas wheat farmers saw a 35% decrease in production in 365 days. Top of all that, producers are experiencing record high inflation, labor shortages, and a disruptive supply chain, all of which has taken place since 2018, when the last Farm Bill was signed into law. Whether it's trudging through knee-high snow in the dead of winter, working the fields in the heat of summer, timing expenses just right, or hedging risk, American agriculture producers deserve a five-year Farm Bill to provide certainty and to respond to market changes. The Farm, Food, and National Security Act does that. It strengthens the farm safety net and protects crop insurance. It adjusts reference prices, and it modernizes the livestock indemnity program, dairy supports, and the Conservation Reserve Program. I've long said that America is the freest country in the world, in part because we've never had to rely on another country for our food supply. Kansas has a long history of supporting global food security initiatives, and today we're leading the country when it comes to ag innovation, research, and development. America's continued ability to feed ourselves and to feed a hungry world depend on a five-year Farm Bill that prioritizes food security as national security. The Farm, Food, and National Security Act makes investments in trade programs to ensure that American producers remain in the international marketplace. It addresses deferred maintenance costs at our land-grant universities. It addresses our country's veterinary shortages and works to prevent animal disease outbreaks before they start. In 1956, my fellow Kansan, President Dwight D. Eisenhower, made a statement that shapes my beliefs around my service here and I think is appropriate for us all here this morning. He said, to quote Ike, "Farming looks mighty easy when your plow is a pencil and you're 1,000 miles from a cornfield." A lot of people forget why we need a five-year Farm Bill, why it's so necessary to balance fiscal responsibility reform with anticipatory policy, and why the legislation we pass today ought to reflect the needs of agriculture producers and consumers. It's because Farm Bills are felt in every corner of America, in every field and pasture, in every grocery store and agribusiness. The legislation we pass today will have ripple effects for years to come. While this Farm Bill is not perfect, and no Farm Bill ever is, it puts dollars in places where Americans can see a good return on their investment. It tightens budgets and reins in reckless spending. Most importantly, this bill ensures that American agriculture producers can continue to feed us all, keep us fueled, and keep us clothed.